A reading from St. Mark chapter 16. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe it. After these things, he appeared in another form to two of them, as they were walking into the country, and they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. O Lord, have mercy on us. Amen. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets,
but now.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
So here's Mary Magdalene. What do we know about Mary? Usually people want to talk about what we don't know about Mary. There are, of course, lots of traditions surrounding the mysterious Mary. Many think of her as a former prostitute, though Scripture doesn't say this, because Pope Gregory suggested it in his famous sermon. There's an ancient document known as the Gospel of Mary, which the Christian church has long ago rejected as false teaching. Of course, the Da Vinci Code, among other movies, suggested that Mary was much more than a follower of Jesus, but his very wife. Could go on and on. Shoot, even right now, there's a brand new Mary Magdalene movie out in the theaters. I haven't seen it yet. Don't plan to. Let me tell you all that you really need to know about Mary. What we know about her from the New Testament is this: she was a follower of Jesus. She had had seven demons cast out from her by Christ himself. She is the first to see the risen Lord, but no one will believe her. Here she has the ultimate balm for weary, mourning hearts. She knows the truth. But she, at least at first, is alone in knowing it. Yet she will not be left without her help, for Christ appears to some of them himself and will appear at length to all of them. She will be vindicated then, for they will see for themselves that she was right in announcing the seemingly incredible news. Indeed, Christ himself will upbraid them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, and she will get her chance at a deserved, well, told you so. Well, all of that is so. But what I most want every one of you to remember about Mary is this: the most important thing to know about Mary Magdalene is that she was a sinner forgiven by Christ, just like you. She wasn't a gospel writer, but a gospel receiver. She was the first to hear and see the good news that Jesus was alive. Like Mary, you too are now fresh recipients of that news. And like Mary, you can and do tell the news as you have the opportunity. She went to tell Peter and John. How could she not? How can you keep that kind of news to yourself? So yes, she was, in a way, an apostle to the apostles. But no, Mary was not Jesus' wife. But yes, like all of us, she was a part of the bride of Christ. Yes, Jesus does have a bride, and that is the church, the whole people of God, you. Like each of you, Mary was set free from the power of the evil one. For her, it was a direct exorcism by the Lord. For most of you, it was in a baptismal font, where we renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways, and there our Lord cast out or washed out from us all sin, death, and the power of the devil. Like Mary, you belong to a new spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. And like Jesus spoke to Mary in the garden, calling her by name tenderly, So he has tenderly called each of you by name in your baptism, applying his grace and mercy to you in an individual way. Like Mary, each of you also, sinners, now walk wet as baptized confessors of Christ. Now, Mary was not the bearer of Jesus' bloodline, but she was, like us, saved by his blood. For at the cross, Jesus shed his blood to make us all children of God, members of his divine bloodline by grace through faith. We become a part of his family and receive blessings untold through that saving blood. And dear loved ones, you have the same opportunity to receive the same blood every divine service. So go get it. Your need is great. His forgiveness never ends, and his blood never fails. And on your deathbed, you will still be able to turn to Christ and know that the one who rose from the dead promises you a resurrection. So like Mary, who saw our risen Lord in the garden, you too will meet him face to face, and he will tenderly call you by name. Oh, and one more thing. Go and tell everyone. Whether they believe you at first or not, that you have seen the Lord and you know his goodness. Not sure what to say? How about this? Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.